弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
也得上。我们今天呢，一起来学习马太福音第六章25节到34节的经文。
So today we're going to learn about Matthew chapter 6:25-34.
题目是先求神的国和他的义。
So the topic is seek first His kingdom.
在你的过往的生命里面，你最忧虑的时候是什么样子的？
So in your past experience, what is the time, what do you look like when you were really worried?
你有没有整夜的睡不着觉，胡思乱想？
So sometimes you have insomnia all night long and think about all kinds of things.
你有没有像热锅上的蚂蚁，一直走来走去，但是没有办法做任何的事情？
And you're so anxious and restless and you cannot do anything.
或者你有没有把这个头呢，像鸵鸟一样埋在沙子里，假装所有的问题都不存在。
So you're just hiding your face, that just pretend the problem's not there.
几个星期前呢，我是有一些忧虑的。
A few weeks ago, I have quite a few worries.
因为呢，我去了中国去探望我的家人们。
So I went to China to visit my family.
但是因为新一届的美国政府，它对于移民、对于外国人，甚至对于跟中国的关系，有很多不确定的地方。
So there's a lot of uncertainty about new immigration laws.
所以在我回去之前呢，很多人劝我说不要回中国，不要离开美国。
So before I went back, a lot of people advised me not to go back.
但是我很想我的家人，我还是要回去。
But I really miss my family, really want to go.
但是我能不能够顺利的再一次入境美国？是不确定的。
So I wasn't sure that I can enter safely.
很多人包括我自己都在为这件事情祷告。
So many things are prayer about this.
不久前当我再次入境的时候。
So not too long ago when I entered the immigration.
我的心里有点惴惴不安。
I was very worried.
然后呢终于排队排到我站在这个移民官的面前的时候
，So finally it was my turn. I was facing the immigration official.
是一位女士
，It was a lady.
她看了看我，然后又看那个电脑
，So she looked at me and she looked at the computer.
她看了好一阵子
，And she looked for a little while.
哎，我的心里稍微有点紧张
，I was starting nervous.
然后她转过来，面带微笑地看着我。
So she started turning her head and started smiling to me.
她说：“你在美国已经读过三个神学院了。
”And so you have gone to three seminary schools.
那你将来是要做这个 professor 做教授啊，还是要做牧师
？So are you going to be a professor or are you going to be a pastor?
我说我已经是牧师了。
So I told her that I'm already a pastor.
我在美国、中国有很多年的服事的经验。
So I have many years in China and in United States.
然后她说她听说在中国有很多的地下教会。
And so she actually heard there's a lot of underground churches in China.
我说对，我在中国就是服事地下教会。
So I said I was serving in the underground church.
她说好勇敢啊。
And so courageous.
结果我才发现，经过祷告，神给了我一个主里的姊妹来做我的这个入境的移民官。
So through the prayers, I finally realized God provided a sister that to help me to enter safely.
他不光是给我这个入境的许可。
Beside that, I got a permission to enter.
他还给我还有我的事工祝福。
And she also blessed my ministry.
所以我们今天一起来看一看。在这个神的话语、耶稣基督的教导里面，我们应该怎么样来处理我们的忧虑
？And so let's look at God's words. How do we deal with worries?
我们一起来低头祷告。
And let's pray.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
And dear Heavenly Father, Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
谢谢你赐给我们这样美好的清晨。
And thank you for the beautiful morning.
你召聚你的众儿女来到这里。
You gather all your children here.
我们一起同口同心的来赞美你
，so we can praise you in unison，
来敬拜你
，and to worship you。
主要因为你配得我们这一切的赞美和敬拜。
You are worthy for our praise and thankfulness。
主要求你按照你的应许，你此时此刻就同在这里
，and through your promise to be present with us。
你的灵就充满这个地方，充满我们每个人的生命。
And your spirit filled up this place。
求你赐下你的话语。
And give your words to us.
让你的话语来改变我们每个人的生命。
And change our lives.
变得更加像耶稣基督。
So we'll be more like Jesus.
主要谢谢你，求你，掌管以下的时间， 求你来啊，求你来使用孩子的口啊，让孩子口中所出的每一句话都是由你而来。
So we ask you to use this time. So through Pastor Ho's mouth, all the words that he's speaking is coming from you.
让我们今天空空的来，满满的回去。
So we're empty-handed and feel very fulfilled when we go back home.
主要谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们一起来读一下这一段非常美好的经文。
Let's read this beautiful passage.
我们一起来读二十五节。所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种也不收也不积蓄在仓里，你们的天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟更贵重的多吗？你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地里的百合花怎么长起来，它也不劳苦也不纺线。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。你们这小信的人呢，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？所以不要忧虑，说我们吃什么喝什么穿什么，这些都是外邦人所求的，你们需用的这一切东西你们的天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。我们今天的讲道呢，分成三个部分。
So we're going to divide into three parts.
第一部分是忧虑的陷阱。
The first word is a trap of worry.
第二部分是神圣的优先次序。
And we then talk about divine priority.
第三部分是神的供应。
And God's provision.
我们先来看第一部分。
The first part.
忧虑不能改变现实。
Worry cannot change the reality.
只会消耗精力。
It only drain our energy.
在二十七节，耶稣说
：“In 27, Jesus said,
你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢
？Can any one of you by worrying add a single hour to your life？
我们有的时候会混淆忧虑和做计划。
Sorry, I didn't get it.
有的时候 we're confused, you know, with worry and making plans, planning.
Okay.
这两个有没有区别？
Is there a distinction?
好像都是动脑筋的事情。
Well, we have to use a lot of our brain.
但是这两个的区别非常的大。
And there's a huge difference.
做计划是用非常理性的方式去分析问题，然后呢，列出具体的步骤要去解决问题。
Planning is using the priority and also really plan out what we're going to do.
忧虑呢，其实是让我们没有办法真正的采取行动。
And worry actually, kind of, we stop us to take action.
我们有的时候呢，只是担心可能会发生的事情，或者说是我们好像是完全无力去解决的问题。
And so sometimes we worry things that might not happen, and then we feel, not able to take care of it.
有的时候呢，有人形容这个好像就是骑脚踏车呢，你骑的是。健身房里的那个动感单车的那个脚踏车。
And some people feel the describe is like riding a bicycle, just like in the gym, the bicycle stay in place.
你好像一直在骑，但是它哪里都去不了。
Even you're riding the bicycle, but it doesn't go forward.
所以我们说，忧虑呢是不能够改变现实的，它只是白白的消耗我们的精力。
So we talk about worry cannot change the reality. It can only drain your energy.
而且忧虑呢，暴露我们对神信心的缺乏。
And worry actually reveals that we are lack of faith in God.
在第三十节，耶稣一针见血地指出这个问题。
And so in 30, as Jesus pointed out the issue.
他说：“你们这小信的人呢
？”You are little faith.
这些 耶稣知道我们的忧虑，其实最根本的问题是我们对神的信心不够。
So Jesus knows our worries, the lack of faith in God.
而且忧虑让我们忽略神的信实和供应。
So worry makes us that forget God's faithfulness and provision.
我们为什么需要不断的亲近神，去经历神
？Why we need to be very close to God and to close God
and experience God and experience God
and experience God.
对。因为在我们经历神的过程中，我们会不断的去加强对这个神的信实和供应的认识。
And by experiencing God, that we will gain the faith toward God.
而且不光是一个理性上的认识。
It's not only the rational understanding.
而且这样跟神的经历呢，会变成我们生命的一部分。
It become a part of life.
忧虑还有一个陷阱，就是它让我们把注意力放在问题上，而不是神的能力上。
So another trap of worry is to focus our attention on problems, not on God's power.
这是一个注意力放在哪里的问题。
And this is the problem is where we focus.
那我们来看今天的第二个部分。
The second part.
就是神圣的优先次序。
Divine priority.
我们今天的经文说要先求神的国。
And so today, the pastor talked about we need to seek his kingdom.
什么是神的国？
What is his kingdom?
很多时候我们问的是哪里是神的国？
So we talk about where is the kingdom.
我们的注意力好像是在这个国度的领土上面。
And so we're looking for the location, the territory.
这个国到底是在地上还是在天上？
Is it on the earth or in heaven?
到底是在美国还是在中国？
Or is it in China or in United States?
我们的焦点其实不正确。
And so our focus is totally wrong.
神是无所不在的。
And God is everywhere.
神的国度不在乎他的地理位置，不在乎他的国土的疆界。
So God's kingdom is not geographic.
神的国度在于他的掌权和他的统治。
Is his sovereignty.
我们的注意力要放在那个这个国的国王的身上。
We need to focus on the king.
谁是坐着为王的？是主耶稣基督。
Who is the king? Is Jesus Christ.
当我们的神，当我们的主，他掌管，他统治的那种状态啊，那个时候或者那个地方，那就是神的国。
When under God's sovereignty, that place is the kingdom.
所以耶稣说，让我们要先求神的国的时候，要让我们去寻求神掌管。我们的一切掌管我们的生命。
So when we talk about seek His kingdom, we have to seek that His sovereignty in our life.
先求神的国，是要让神在我们的生命中做王掌权。
So when we talk about God's kingdom in God's rule in our lives.
而且呢，我们要寻求神的国，要让神带领我们的决定。
And to seek God's kingdom is to let Him lead our choices.
那么什么又是？先求神的义呢？
So what is God's righteousness?
神的义就是我们与神有正确的关系。
So the God's righteousness talk about having a right relationship with Him.
神他创造我们。
He created us.
他是创造主，我们是被造物。
And He's a creator, we've been created.
圣经里面呢，不断的用父亲和儿女的关系来比喻神和我们的关系。
In the Bible, talk about the parent, the father, and the children relationship.
但是我们知道，后来呢，因为始祖犯罪，人们呢渐渐的远离了神，这个关系呢不对了，破坏了。
So when humanity sinned, and our relationship totally changed.
我们需要跟神呢有正确的关系，需要恢复那个一开始因着爱被造的那样的关系。
So first, we need to restore the right relationship.
怎么样能够这个恢复这样的关系呢？
How can we restore this right relationship?
怎么样能够得着神的义呢？
How can we receive His righteousness?
只能通过耶稣基督。
Only through Jesus Christ.
通过他的宝血、他的十字架，还有他的复活。
Through His blood, and the cross.
当我们因着耶稣基督来到神的面前，恢复这样的关系的时候，我们就有神的义。
Because of Jesus Christ, that will restore that relationship.
而且活出神的义，也是需要我们在生活中 反映出神的品格。
So live out God's righteousness means that reflecting the character in our lives.
那么前面还有一个词说要先求。
And there's another word that said you need to seek first.
先求是意味着把神要放在首位。
And seek first means that put God first.
这是一个优先次序的问题。
And this is the priority.
我们都知道我们应该每一天读圣经，每一天祷告。
We know that we need to read God's words and also pray.
有的时候我们说，哎呀，我太忙了，我没有时间。
But we find excuses, we're too busy.
我们都知道星期天应该来教会，一起来敬拜神。
So we know we need to come to worship on Sunday.
但很多时候说，哎呀，我好像还有别的事情要去做。
But then other things become priority.
其实这是一个优先次序的问题。
And this is a priority issue.
如果你真的把神的国和神的义放在很最高的这个优先级。
If you put the God's kingdom that righteousness on the top priority,
你总是会挤出时间来去灵修和来教会聚会。
You always find time to study God's words and come to church.
然后当你这样做的时候，你会发现你的生命会有很大的改变。
When you do that, you'll find your life will be changed.
我们把神放在首位。其实也会影响我们对于时间、金钱的选择。
And when we put God first, that will affect our time and money and choices.
那么，我们来看第三部分，就是神的供应。
And then lastly, we look at God's provision.
神知道我们一切的需要。
God knows all our needs.
在第三十二节。
In verse 32.
耶稣基督说，你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。
Your heavenly Father knows that you need them.
很多时候，我们真的相信神知道我们的需要吗
？And do we really believe God knows our needs?
有的时候，我不知道大家，我自己啊，特别是刚信主的时候，我相信神知道我属灵的需要。
And I don't know about you, but when I just became a Christian, I know God knows my needs.
Spiritual needs.
Spiritual needs.
但是我很怀疑神知道不知道，关心不关心我物质上的需要，还有我身体上的需要。
But I really doubt that God knows my physical needs.
我祷告的时候呢，比较敢于祷告，就是神呀，我要爱你。而且愿意祷告说我们传福音要有果效。
So when I pray, I was able to pray boldly that to be the ministry being effective.
但是不太敢于祷告说神呀，你求你来满足供应我财务上的需要，我物质上的需要，我身体不舒服，求你来医治我，不太敢这样祷告。
But I did not dare to pray that heal my illness or meet my needs in my physical needs.
圣经中呢，不断的用这个父亲跟儿女的关系来比喻神和我们的关系。
So in the Bible, describe a relationship between a father and children that describe our relationship with God.
甚至我都觉得这是我个人的领受。神在创造人的时候，创造这种婚姻，创造特别是创造这个创造这种。要生产，要有这个子女，要从幼小的状态，父母要养育他们长大，有特别的心意。
So I, at that time that I don't do understand or do not understand. Do understand?
这是我自己的领受。
So my understanding is that the God's creation of a marriage and labor to have a children.
这个是帮助我们更好的去体会去理解神跟我们的关系。
To help us to understand the relationship between us and God.
我自己有小孩呢比较晚。
So I have my child very late.
但是当我有了小孩以后，我发现我的生命呢跟以前完全不一样了，进入了一个新的阶段。
And since I have my child, I noticed that my life has been very, very different.
我对于神的理解好像更真实了。
And so my understanding of God is more truly realized.
我就在想，当我的小宝宝来到我面前的时候
，And when my child came to me,
我是会不会只关心他爱不爱我
？And so do I only care whether he loves me or not?
只关心 他听不听我的话。
Or do I only care that if he listen to me?
但是他饥饿的时候，我不给他食物。
And but he's hungry, I don't feed him.
冬天冷的时候，我不给他衣服穿。
When he's cold, I'm not clothing him.
他生病了，我不给他药，不带他去医院。
When he's ill, I don't take care of him, do not take him to the doctor.
我会不会这样做呢
？Will I do that?
如果这样做，那会是一个什么样的父母
？And if I did that, what kind of father I was?
不幸的是，这个世界上也有少数的父母。我们说他是这样虐待自己的孩子的。
But unfortunately, there are minority of a parent do abuse their children.
但是我绝对不相信我们的天父是这样虐待他的孩子的父亲。
But I do not believe our heavenly Father will abuse his children.
他是全世界最有爱、最保护他的孩子、最愿意去供应他的孩子的这样的父亲。
He's a father who has the most love and provides the most provision to his children.
所以耶稣说，你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。
So he says that all the things that you need, that heavenly father know you need them.
神关心我们的日常生活。
God cares about our daily lives.
他不光是关心我们有没有来教会，有没有读圣经，他也关心我们生活中所需要的一切。
He said whether he cares about reading Bible, come to church, he really cares about our daily lives.
而且神的供应是具体而且及时的。
And his provision is specific and timely.
有的时候我们祷告的时候只会为一些很抽象的题目来祷告。
And very often when we pray is very vague.
但是你会不会问一些很具体的这个来祷告呢？
And but do you pray specifically and timely?
比方说，我刚刚来到加州，我需要买一个二手的汽车。
So for example, when I came, just came to California, I need a second-hand car.
我很具体的祷告，我说神呀，求你给我一个二手的 Tesla Model Y.
So my prayer is very specific. I want a Tesla Model Y.
也许神会给我一个 Tesla Model Y.
So I believe God's going to give me the Tesla Model Y.
但是也许他会给我一个更合适的车子。
But maybe he will give me another car that's suitable to my need.
但是当我这样很具体的去祷告的时候，我的信心，我跟神的这样的经历会得到很好的操练。
And so, but if I really pray specifically, I feel that it's a really great practice to trust him.
而且神给我们的供应是非常及时的。
And his provision is always timely.
而且是超乎我们所求所想的。
And it's beyond our understanding.
就像我们上一周分享的经文。
And just like last week, we shared the verses.
神给干渴的人不光准备了水。
And so when God beside provide water to those thirst,
还准备了奶和酒。
And also the milk and the wine.
因为我们在神里的生命是那种丰盛的生命。
Because the life is abundant life in God.
耶稣基督让我们去看自然界。
And so God wants us to look at the nature.
神供应飞鸟和百合花，而且他更会供应我们。
So beside God provide for the birds and the lilies, He will surely provide for us.
我们去看自然界的时候，神所创造的这一切是多么的美好啊！
So when we look at the nature, it's so beautiful.
那么神他所创造的高峰是我们人。
And so the height.
The summit
of his creation is us.
他花六天创造万物，之前的每一天，神说看着是好的。
So he created the earth and everything else in the first six days.
He said it is good.
And he said it's good.
当最后他创造完人之后
，After he created man.
神说这个是甚好的。
This is even better.
我们去看原文的时候也特别在那里加了副词是非常好的。
It's very, very good.
所以人是神所创造的万物中的最高峰。
And so the created man is the summit of God's creation.
神给飞鸟给百合花都那样美好的设计和供应。
And God's creation for the birds and lily has a beautiful design.
神更会供应我们的。
And God's provision for us is even better.
圣经中充满了神供应的见证。
In the Bible, talk about there's a full of a testimony of God's provision.
比方说，以色列人出了埃及，他们在旷野中没有东西吃。
And so, for example, Israelite in the wilderness did not have food.
神给他们赐下玛纳。
And so God gave them manna.
其实玛纳呢，已经能够满足他们身体的基本的需要。
So manna can provide their physical needs.
神呢还赐给他们鹌鹑。
And but then also giving them the
quails
eggs or quails.
Quails. 啊，因为我们在神里面的生命不仅仅是一个满足基本需要的生命，是一个丰盛的生命。
And so our life in God is abundant life.
在旧约中，先知以利亚逃到这个旷野中去躲避这个邪恶的国王的迫害。
And so the Elijah was trying to escape to avoid being persecuted by the king.
神派遣这个乌鸦呢去给他供应食物。
So God sent a raven to feed Elijah.
在这个新约里面，耶稣基督用五个饼两条鱼就喂饱了五千个成年男子，还有其他的妇女儿童。
So in New Testament, God used five loaves and of bread and two fish to feed 5,000 people.
在你的生命里面，你有没有经历过神这样的供应
？And so in your life, have you experienced God's provision?
我们可以信靠神在任何的环境中的供应。
We should be able to trust God to provide in every circumstances.
我们的平安。不是说是完全没有挑战的，完全没有问题的那种状态。
So our peace that how we experience is not without challenges.
那个好像是一潭死水的那种状态。
It's not like just a dead water.
就像我们今天所唱的诗歌一样。
Just like the song we sing earlier.
神在狂风暴雨中与我们同在。
In the storm, God is with us.
圣经中说，在洪水泛滥之时，你坐着为王。
And so we talk about when they're doing the flood, he is the king.
有时候我在想，神如果给我们一潭死水的生活，会是什么样子的？
So I sometimes thinking about if God just give a life just like a dead water.
不光是很无聊。
And besides, really boring.
而且我们永远没有办法成长。
And we will never really grow.
而且我们也永远没有办法真正的去经历神。
We will never really experience God.
我们需要呢，这个从忧虑到平安，我们需要专注于今天，交托明天给神。
So when we shift from worry to peace, we need to focus on today and trust tomorrow to God.
第34节，耶稣说：“一天的难处，一天当就够了。”
So verse 34 talk about each day has enough trouble of its own.
我们很多很多的时候，我们的忧虑是担心的是。可能会发生，也可能不会发生的事情。
And very often our worry is based on something might happen, might never happen.
我们担心的是将来的事情。
And very often we worry about the things in the future.
然后就会产生无穷无尽的内耗。
And so really drain our energy.
耶稣说一天的难处一天当就够了。
And God said each day has enough trouble of its own.
我们现在呢也有一个流行的话说，需要活在当下。
So we need to live on the present.
我们允不允许我们的生命中有不确定性存在
？Do we allow there's uncertainty in our lives?
很多时候，我们希望没有任何的不确定性，一切都在我们的掌控之中。
We want to control everything without uncertainty.
圣经中说，神是掌管万有，这个托住万有的神。
And God's in control of everything.
但是很多的时候，我们自己想要去托住万有。
But then we want to control everything.
我想说，你不要托住万有了，你也托不住。
And besides, we cannot control everything.
你让神来托住万有。
And let God in control.
这个才是真正的去认识神的一种方式。
And this is the best way to know God.
我们要允许不确定性在我们的生活中存在。
We need to allow uncertainty in our lives.
甚至有知名的企业家说，我们应该要去拥抱这种不确定性。
And sometimes entrepreneurs say, let's embrace uncertainty.
那我们的信心究竟在哪里？在那个我们的掌控感中间，在那个确定的事情的结果上，还是在神身上
？And so what's our faith based on? Is it the things we can control, or is up to God?
而且我们需要用感恩代替抱怨。
We need to replace complaints with gratitude.
我前不久呢学到一句非常朴素的很有哲理的话。
And not too long ago, I learned something a little bit philosophical but very practical.
他说 晴天爱晴，雨天爱雨。
Okay, the sunny day, 爱情是哪个爱情？
是喜欢这个 sunny day。
I like the sunny day, 雨天爱雨。And rainy day, you love the rain.
我觉得这个话非常的简单，但是真的是戳中我的心。
And so it was very simple. It really touched my heart.
我很多的时候是晴天，希望是雨天。
And very often during the sunny day, I want to have a rainy day.
很多的时候是雨天的时候，我希望这要是晴天该有多好。
But then sometimes I wish I have a sunny day during the rainy day.
但是就像神给我们雨天，也给我们晴天一样。
But God sometimes give a rainy day, it also give us sunny days.
神在我们生命的不同的阶段给我们不同的经历。
And God gives a different experience in our different stage of lives.
当我们处在那样的经历的时候，我们是要用感恩来代替抱怨。
We are in those situations, we need to replace complaint with the gratitude.
有另外一句英语说 ,stop asking why, but say wow.
And 不要说为什么，要说 wow.
我后来呢也是前不久几个月前跟一个属灵的前辈去做一对一的这个 mentorship, 做这个辅导。
So not too long ago, I was doing a mentorship with some spiritual person.
他给我一个功课。
He gave me a lesson.
他说让我每一天呢不一定每一天。我本来是说每一天，他说这个太 challenging, 说让我每个星期呢能够写下来感恩的事情。
And so in the beginning, I thought I was going to do a daily, but he said just do it once a week to write down the things you're thankful.
后来当我这样去做的时候，我发现哇，我生命呢又有很大的一个成长。
And so when I started doing it, I noticed that I was growing.
我发现我对神的理解，我对于生活的态度又变得更加的乐观了。
And so my understanding of God and the way I treat the lives is more optimistic.
有机会的话，我希望弟兄姐妹也跟我一样来做这样的功课。
So hopefully that you will do the same thing like me.
我们要用祷告来代替忧虑。
We need to replace worry with the prayers.
我们忧虑的时候是自言自语。
And so when we worry, we talk to ourselves.
我们好像是把这个担心的事情从左手交给右手。
And very often that the things we worry is from left hand to right hand.
一直在我们的脑子里，在我们的心上。
It's always in our hearts and we think about it.
当我们祷告的时候，我们是把忧虑交给那个托住万有、掌管万有的神。
But when we pray, that we use and replace worry with a prayer.
神的平安是超越环境的。
God's peace transcends circumstances.
而且他呢是守护我们的心的。
And then we guard our hearts.
在这样的不同的环境中
，in those different circumstances，
他帮助我们更加的经历他，帮助我们成长。
He helps us to experience him, help us to grow.
那么，我们来总结一下我们今天所学到的功课。
And let's have a good conclusion and application.
首先，我们学到呢，忧虑是没有用处的。
First of all, worry is useless.
只有信靠神是有意义的。
Only trusting God is beneficial.
你的注意力不要看那些问题，那些挑战。
Do not focus on the problems and the challenges.
你要看那个坐着为王的耶稣基督。
You need to look the things behind who is in control.
神的呼召，我们要先求他的国和他的义。
God called us to seek his first, his kingdom and righteousness.
当我们把这个优先次序摆正的时候
，When we correct the priority,
你会发现你的这个眼睛一下子变明亮了。
All of a sudden, you see better.
你的生命好像有个豁然开朗的过程。
And all of a sudden, that you see things differently.
当我们先求神，其他的一切他会加给我们的。
So when we seek God first, all else will be given to us.
那么我们具体怎么样能够先求神的国和神的义呢
？And so, what's a practical way to seek God's kingdom and His righteousness?
比方说。我希望大家每一天都能够有亲近神的时间。
I really wish everyone to have choose time to be close to God.
人人都有灵修，天天都有灵修。
Everyone have a meditation, a spiritual meditation with God.
那么，当你把神放在首位的时候，你自然而然会有时间来做这样的事情。
When God is on your priority list, that you will have time to do it.
而且你会发现，其实也花不了太多的时间。
And so actually you realize it doesn't spend that much time.
我在跟一些弟兄姐妹这个沟通，我说我在想，要不要我们全教会我们一起有一个读经的计划，每一天我们都读一点点圣经。
And so I was being communicated with the people in church that should we start have some kind of spiritual the Bible reading planning.
到时候如果这个愿意参与的弟兄姐妹多，我们可能会这样，我们一起来互相鼓励，每天读一些圣经，然后我们每一周在一起有一些分享。
And so people willing to participate, everyone read as a schedule, and then we can share.
而且呢，我们可以把忧虑写下来，交给神。
And we can also write down our worries and give it to God.
这个祷告呢，可以是这个用嘴来发声这样的祷告的。
Even though when we pray, we verbalize our needs.
有的时候呢，也可以是用笔写下来的这样的祷告。
And sometimes we pray, we can just write it down.
我自己呢，有的时候呢是会记这个祷告的日记。
And I have a prayer diary.
我发现有的时候对我的信心帮助也很大。
And really strengthen my faith.
很多时候我们祷告向神呢，求一件事情。
And very often we pray to God for one thing.
但是神可能不是第二天就回应你的。
But very often God does not answer next day.
也许他过了很久，半年、一年之后回应你了。
May take 6 months or a year.
但是你可能忘记了你曾经为这件事情，祷告过。
But very often we forgot about we pray about that.
当我记这样的祷告日记的时候
，But if I write down in my diary.
有的时候我回头再去看去翻。
And when I reflect when I read my diary.
哇，我心中充满了感恩。
And my heart was filled with thankfulness.
我发现神听我的祷告。
God listened my prayer.
有的时候他回答 yes.
And very often his answer was yes.
也有的时候他回答 no.
And very often, there are times it was no.
也有的时候他说我有更好的东西给你。
But very often he said, I have a better plan for you.
那么，大家知道，每一次我讲到完呢，我是要求大家要背诵一节经文的。
And so you know by now that I would like you to memorize one Bible verse.
你们准备好了吗？我们一起来读三遍六章三十三节。
And so let's, are you ready? Let's read verse 33 three times.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。准备好了吗？请你向旁边的人来背诵。
Are you ready? Please try to read it to the person next to you. 你们先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
大家背得很快，非常好。
Oh, you memorize very quickly. Great.
好的，我们一起来低头做一个祷告。
And let's pray.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督圣灵保惠师。
Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
谢谢你赐给我们这样美好的经文。
And thank you for the passage this morning.
让我们真的知道，我们一切的忧虑是没有用处的。
And we know all the worries are useless.
没有办法增加我们一刻的生命。
And cannot add one hour of life.
我们的注意力不应该放在问题上面。
And our focus should not be on those the problems.
我们的注意力应该是在你的身上。
And all focus should be on you.
你是那一位在洪水泛滥之时坐着为王的神。
And you are the king in the flood.
求你在不同的环境里面让我们更多的经历你。
So then let's experience you in different circumstances.
在你的里面成长。
And continue to grow.
说谢谢你，愿意你来使我们每一个人成为别人的祝福。
And so really let us become blessing to others.
我们不光从你那里祈求祝福
，and beside we ask for the blessing，
我们也希望你来使用我们成为别人的祝福
，and so also use us to become blessing to others。
主，谢谢你，求你来祝福我们回去的脚步
，and continue to bless us our steps。
让我们接下去的一个星期里，更多的来亲近你，来经历你。
So be close to you and to be have an intimate relationship with you next week。
主啊，谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
We want to thank you and pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.